The Snyderville Commission meets at 6 p.m. in the Rich and Services Building, right next door to the Tech Park, west of Highway 224. The 89-acre park was approved for a little over 1 million square feet under a development agreement in 2008. Last year, it was reported that the developer, Boyer, wanted to modify the approval to expand the uses allowed in the park. County Development Director Pat Putt said that is not on the table now.
There had been some discussions by representatives from Boyer and county staff. We couldn't get to an agreement on an expansion of uses or a change of uses that would be appropriate given what the initial intent of that project was for.
Putt said he felt it was time for an update since there are some fairly new players in county planning, including himself, his administrator Peter Barnes, and some members of the Snyderville Commission.
Tomorrow evening is simply just coming back, hitting reset, making sure everyone is aware of where we are with this project, and in the future, as we move forward with it, exactly how that process will work.
The original intent of the Tech Park, he said, rested on three LEDs.
It was going to be high-tech research science uses, a new element to the community that maybe we didn't have before, and those types of uses, I think the thinking of the time is they would be complementary. It wouldn't just be a corporate center office park that would compete with other uses in the basin or other uses that existed in Park City. So it would be niche. The other aspect is that they were going to be high-paying jobs, and the other aspect of that, the third, was they were going to be the type of uses that were going to be low-trip generators.
The first and only building constructed so far is a visitor center for the Park City Chamber Bureau. That use, he said, was contemplated in the original approval.
Under the 2008 agreement, there were permitted uses, and then there were conditional uses. And the Chamber Bureau Visitor Center was one of those conditional uses that was actually listed in the DA, or the development agreement. So that actually was spelled out as something that would ultimately be part of one of the initial buildings, one of the initial build-outs.
Putt said they don't have an application before them yet for more building in the Tech Park this year. The original approval also allows for incidental commercial uses. We asked how that applies, for instance, to a restaurant. Putt said his interpretation at this point is that a standalone eatery would not be allowed.
Could a restaurant be incorporated with, you know, a development program that comes in with a building or a complex of buildings that include, you know, one master tenant or a series of master tenants? Absolutely. You know, but the key is that it's not intended to draw traffic from the outside as its primary function and role. It's intended to service the operations, the uses, the tenants, the patrons of the park itself.
Development Director Pat Putt, who added, though outside members of the public could certainly be admitted to such a restaurant. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.